catch out Zinc 96's Bilko and Ali. His, hers, or the truth?
You can't handle the truth
on Zinc 96.
16 past 7, your chance to come and join us on the Rattler Sunday. We're taking over a carriage because we can, and we just want the lovely morning tea at the Rusty Rails Cafe before we start off.
Speaking of Rusty Rails Cafe, have a listen to their menu choices. Seriously, sweet treats, barista-made coffee, beer, apple cider, ginger beer. I mean, you love the scones. We had the carrot cake there. The carrot cake is to die for.
Oh, I forgot about that. Maybe so I should moist. Be expanding my moist.
100% right. Moist.
Here from the Zinc family we got on here.
We have Carolyn. Good morning, Carolyn.
Good morning.
How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Now, how do you go with your grasp of the English language? Did you have parents that were, you know, had a sensational vocab / vernacular?
Absolutely, yes. Very well raised. Mother is a lexophile.
Oh, and, Schweppes.
I work in education.
And we were just talking about having a teacher on to adjudicate between myself and Ali down the track on to who can, you know, have the smartest IQ.
How do we go
IQ?
About getting an IQ test, Carolyn? Can you sort that out for us?
Oh, absolutely. There's probably someone we can organise there.
Okay, good. Thank
you. This is a challenge we're going to take on in the next couple of weeks. Zinc family, hold us to this. All right, let's get on to the job.
Now, Bilko, Carolyn, warning, Bilko's running this today. I'm backing him in.
Okay.
To not stuff this up. So, Bilko, let's see how you go.
All right, the word is, Carolyn, coprolalia. C-O-P-R-O-L-A-L-I-A. Coprolalia. What do you think? Well, no. What
you
do you actually
know?
You've
got to give the definitions.
It means? Oh, it's is it, see. That's why you never let me run this segment. All right, Carolyn. Is coprolalia an ancient Greek operatic performer? Director Francis Ford Coppola's fan Reddit site, or the involuntary repetitive use of abusive language? Coprolalia.
Oh, I have to go for number three, I think, just because it's right up my alley. Have you got the beep button ready?
Yes.
The involuntary language.
I'd be going for number three too because he read out my operatic one incorrect, the first one, and then it's not going to be anything to do with Francis Ford Coppola.
Why not? Come on, Bilko. Francis Ford Coppola. Coprolalia.
I think it might be spelt different.
So what are you saying, Carolyn?
The
coprolalia is what?
The obscene language.
Oh, the involuntary repetitive use of obscene language.
Yes.
Correct, you've got it!
Awesome!
Wasn't ready doubt.
That is so hilarious. Bilko, you stuffed it up straight away.
What do you mean?
Well, you were saying, what does that mean?
I thought I was going to have to come up with the definition myself.
Well, you were. He completely forgot he had to read out three definitions.
That's why I never run this segment. This was Ali's idea when we did it. And I thought I'd be clever with coming up with a few words, but I don't know how to deliver it properly. So, Carolyn, we'll see you Sunday morning.
There's only one way to get better. It's just keep practicing.
Thank you.
You'll be doing it again tomorrow. This is too entertaining. Carolyn, thank you so much, and we can't wait to see you Sunday.
Thank you. I can't wait.
Yeah. All right. Beautiful.
Need to see you there at 9 o'clock with your tummy ready for some scones and ginger beer, okay?
Yeah, and no coprolalia, thank you.
No.
On the carriage.
Isn't that a great coprolalia? I'm going to now use
that's good.
Instead of swearing, I'm just going to go get a coprolalia up you.
So tell me what it is again. What's the actual definition?
It's the involuntary repetitive use of obscene language.
Oh, mate,
we all know someone who,
time.
Yeah, exactly. We all know someone who just can't help themselves.
Yeah, plenty in the Zinc family, and shout out to them.